Here at World Dairy Expo, I am visiting with John Skouten. And first of all, John, if you would, tell me a little bit about Worldwide Sires for those people who just don't know.
Well, thanks very much. Worldwide Sires is the exclusive distributor and is owned by Accelerated Genetics and Select Sires, having the responsibility of marketing their products overseas in all areas outside of the Americas. Currently, we're shipping bovine genetics to approximately 70 countries overseas. So we don't do anything here domestically, but work entirely overseas. We're based in California. We have a staff of 35 people and have a variety of structures and places around the world, including joint ventures, wholly owned subsidiaries, and work through distributor agreements.
So I am assuming this just means you do a little bit of traveling during...
We do a little bit of traveling and get to know our way around the world, but it's a great opportunity to meet people around the world who have a passion for the dairy industry. I've been at Worldwide Sires for 25 years, which is a nice jubilee, but I'm also happy to say it's 40 years for Worldwide Sires as a company this year, and it's 10 years of having the ownership of Select Sires, Accelerate Genetics together in the Worldwide Sires ownership.
Now, when you talk about outside of the United States, give us maybe a little bit of an idea of that breadth of territory, if you will, and maybe if what are some of the newest markets you've been able to get into?
It's a really exciting time. Traditionally, our key markets have been located in Western Europe as the company got started, but today we have new and exciting markets in places like China and India and Russia. Certainly, Eastern Europe has grown in the last few years, and I expect that we'll see some excitement coming in throughout all of Asia. And there's a lot of people that need food, and dairy products is a good way to get it. Good protein, good value, and we're proud to be helping countries around the world improve their livestock, primarily dairy cattle, but also some beef cattle, around the world to get better genetics, which will make their economies better and be able to feed their people in a better way than they're doing now.
Well, I'm sure this would depend on the territory we're talking about, but what are some of the things that your customers really like or look to us here in the United States for in terms of the genetics that we can offer?
The United States, I am proud to say, is really respected as the number one country in the world for genetics, especially in the dairy breeds. And they like the genetics because they're getting higher production, and that means milk, that means fat, that means protein. Also conformation traits, so better udders, better feet and legs. And so they're able to improve their cattle at home because they're using the top genetics from the United States. In addition to that, we offer a variety of services that we help our customers overseas so that they are enabled to use our products in the best way possible. And best of all, though, I'm very proud of our team. We have an outstanding group of people who have a passion and a commitment to our country, to our industry, and to our friends around the world and what we do.
Just a comment maybe on the political climate out there. I mean, we've looked at trying to get some free trade agreements going here lately here in the United States with some of our trading partners. What is it like out there? And I mean, would you describe it as you're very optimistic about how things are going? What's the future kind of look like?
That's a really good question, and it depends upon the moment. But obviously, with so many countries involved, there's a variety of issues. But I would say overall, I'm optimistic. And there are certain countries that do have some obstacles, and that includes how they do health regulations, how they issue permits. But we work through those, and we try to find a friendly agreement. I'm most proud that most recently in India, for example, it took us 5 years of negotiations to get a process that allowed us to send product to India. That market is open. It still isn't fully open, but the potential is there. We've come a long ways, and I think that's maybe one example of just working through, talking with people, helping them understand what we're trying to do, why we're going to do it. Also, recently, we were granted some significant monies from USDA EMP funds, and they came to us and said, listen, you guys do a great job overseas. We'd like you to help with some of the educational processes in certain countries, and so we did. And I'm glad because I think, in addition to our products, we really have a responsibility to help people learn more about the industry and how to better use those products so that they're able to serve their local economies in a better way.
That's kind of a key to a lot of what we're doing as we look at some of these foreign markets right now, and it seems like we have a climate in Washington where USDA has been very open and involved to working with companies like yours. Hopefully we'll see that continue. If there's one thing that you would like your customers around the world to know about what Worldwide Sires is doing, what would that one key message be?
Service with a smile. We have the best products. We have the best service. But without the best people, those don't mean much. And what I'm most proud of is our people, both in the United States and overseas, that help us communicate that message and deliver the products to our customers around the world.
Well, thank you so much visiting here with John Skouten with Worldwide Sires. We're at World Dairy Expo, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.